Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center for today. It's Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. I'm John. We begin this morning with the Andrew LaPointe's Commission commuter update, and he begins with information on the MBTA Green Line. There's delays this morning of about 15 minutes due to police activity at Kenmore. Trains may stand by at stations. On the bus lines, this is the last day for the scheduled alert. The bus stop at Temple Place at Washington Street is relocated starting 7 in the evening, Tuesday, April 7th, lasting through today, April 9th. That is due to construction. A stop closure, the St. James Ave at Dartmouth Street bus stop, is temporarily closed, effective Sunday, April 12th, till Tuesday, April 21st. That is for Boston Marathon activities in Copley Square. The stop at Brookline Ave at Longwood Ave outbound has moved due to construction board at Brookline Ave at Deaconess Road, and that affects bus routes 60 and 65. An extended Route 85 has replaced CT2 service between Ruggles and Assembly. For information on this, our website has been set up, mbta.com/bus changes. Route 87 trips have been permanently extended to Arlington Center. This change provides more service in Arlington on weekday evenings and Saturday evenings, as well as Sundays. Looking at your commuter rail for this Thursday, Needham train 608 from Needham Heights is expected to depart Needham 5 to 15 minutes late, behind schedule. That is because of a mechanical issue. Weekends April 11th through 12th, 18th through 19th, and 25th through 26th, Fall River, Kingston, and Greenbush train service will originate and terminate at Braintree. Passengers can use the Red Line for service between Braintree and South Station. The weekend of April 10th through 12th, 24th through 27th, the Red Line replaces service on the Fitchburg Line between North Station and Porter. And information for you on the ferry lines, Hingham and Hull ferry service. There's a change notification April 13th through April 17th, 7:40 in the evening till 11 in the evening. There is no ferry service between Long Wharf and Hingham. Riders can board shuttles between Hull and Hingham, and riders have continued ferry service from Hull till Boston or Quincy Center. Some elevator and escalator alerts for this Thursday. We have quite a few of these this morning. Davis Escalator 336 College Ave, Landing to Street, unavailable due to maintenance. Government Center Escalator 445, Copley and West, as well as Blue Line Platforms to Street, unavailable due to maintenance. Haymarket Escalator 313, Green Line Lobby to Busway, Sudbury Street, and New Chardon Street, unavailable due to maintenance. Lowell Elevator is unavailable. This lasts through early June. That is due to construction. North Quincy Escalator 325, Platform to Squanum Street and Paid Lobby. That's unavailable due to maintenance. Ruggles Elevator 849, Commuter Rail Tracks 1 and 3 to Lobby, unavailable due to maintenance. Ruggles Escalator 136, Orange Line Platform to Upper Lobby, unavailable. Seven Hill Escalator 423, Platform to Paid Lobby is unavailable. And Wonderland Elevator 703, Main Lobby to Garage is unavailable. That's Monday, April 13th, lasting through April 17th due to maintenance. With that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Thursday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TAC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Thursday, April 9th, 2026. Okay, we do have street sweep today. Again, it's going to be going on, seems like, throughout the summer for some reason. I'm not sure if what their plans are. But anyway, for today, you've got street sweep all the way from the Salem-Peabody line down by Avon Street, all the way throughout the that side of Witchcraft Heights area. Okay, so any of those streets in between there. So if you're planning to use Boston Street and trying to gain access to the Witchcraft Heights from that area, that side of town, then just know that street sweep will be taking place. Okay, so that could be anyway, Hanson Street, you know, this South Street, any of those streets all the way throughout that side. There's a lot of streets there, so I would imagine they'll try to get through it all today anyway. So that's what street sweep is all about, and make sure you just protect your facial area if you hear the street sweep brushes sweeping by you, and only take about a minute and that'll be it. Okay, painless. At least they'll prevent from causing some pain anyway. And then, of course, D&D Power and Mara will be at their stations. Again, D&D Power at the Willows, five officers there today. And then also Mara will have four officers stationed over there on Lafayette Street, okay, down by, you know, South Salem there, okay? And just use caution in that area. Even for those who aren't going to listen to this report, then, you know, it really won't matter because there's so many officers stationed at these projects that they'll approach you to offer a helping hand. And, of course, if you need it, you just they'll do a sighted guide or CNI dog, service dog will follow. You know the story there. And that's pretty much it there. So National Grid Electric will be on Goodhue Street. Okay, Goodhue is right at the intersection of Boston Bridge and Proctor Street. Okay, and it runs from Bridge Street all the way to Grove Street. Okay, so they'll be working on a new project over there. So that should take maybe no more than a couple of days. Okay, so that's Goodhue Street. And there's Aspen Tree again, and Nea Tree, and Iron Tree. All three of them are in the mix, okay? They're having this year of dealing with the trees around the city, trying to make sure that any limbs that are weak, weak trees, if they come up with a tree that they find, it's going to be it's diseased and all that, they'll probably make plans of breaking that down. So, and again, a safety officer will follow each of those crews, those three tree services, to maintain the margin of safety of the pedestrian and motor vehicle travel. Okay, so you should be fine there. If you run into any of those projects, a safety officer probably will come up to you to offer you a helping hand and guide you around the equipment and you know, grinders and all that stuff, because they can be noisy. And that is it. If you do have any questions, give me a call, Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a great Thursday, and looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines. In the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald for this Thursday, April 9th, 2026, front page of today's Boston Globe, schools lag on fighting deep fake porn. Few have policies despite complaints from victims. Trump's threats alarming experts. His disdain for rules of war could put U.S. military in danger, they say. Supplements offer promises but not proof. Marketing fuels demand for powders amid criticism. Animal lovers, pet programs make difference in hard times. Food pantries for furry friends help their owners make ends meet. SJC weighs whether white would be a new stadium. All of those on the front page of today's Boston Globe. The Boston Herald front page for today, it's a miracle. Sox win two in a row for first time this season. Bent, not broken. Ceasefire tenuous as stocks soar. And DA deja vu, disgraced ex-U.S. attorney, Eyes Old Post. All of those stories and more come your way here on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage gets underway this morning at 8 o'clock. That's the Wall Street Journal. 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe. 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald. 11 o'clock, the Washington Post. 12 noon, today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check-in on your latest weather forecast. And still to come, your lottery numbers. This Day in History, Science Update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, sunny temperatures in the mid-50s, overnight clear and cooler, temperatures in the upper 30s. Friday, mostly sunny, temperatures reaching the mid-60s. The sun rose this morning at 6:11, setting at 7:19 this evening. Stay tuned for more, heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Let's check those lottery numbers. We start with the numbers game and the midday drawing. And those numbers are 7408, the evening drawing, 2684, the mass cash, midday drawing, 112, 27, 28, 29. Mass cash, evening drawing, 1, 6, 21, 24, 26. Megabucks, 5, 15, 22, 33, 37, 2. Powerball, 3, 16, 17, 42, 52, 3. Millionaire for Life, 6, 8, 25, 56, 58, 1. Megabucks, 5, 9, 21, 27, 37, 38. And now we check in with Julie standing by with the horoscope, This Day in History, Science Update, and today's complete program schedule.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver. Or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129 or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, Hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400. Good morning. This is your horoscope for Thursday, April 9th. Aries, if you've been worrying about having spent too much recently, the astral configuration indicates you should be able to put those worries behind you. There are plenty of opportunities that could bring increased income, possibly a new job, even a new career. A lot of phone calls, emails, or other communications could bring news of these possibilities your way. Be sure to record the ones that seem most promising. Taurus, communication takes a prominent place in your life today. Your practical, direct, and down-to-earth manner can be very impressive. You're known for succeeding where others have failed. This isn't lost on those above you on the hierarchical ladder, and they know that you aren't easily fooled. Expect steady personal and professional progress and a great boost to your self-confidence. Gemini, you could be surrounded by secrets. a number of colleagues might be leaving to pursue new opportunities, and you could wonder if there's a reason for it that escapes you. It might even have you reevaluating whether or not you should stay put. However, don't panic because others leave. If there are things about your job that bother you, by all means, consider your options. Cancer, a phone call, or an email from a friend could open up a new career possibility for you, perhaps involving the communications industry. Tales of people who've hit it big in this field could be circulating widely, but you should carefully consider all the aspects of any new option before jumping in. You don't want to have any regrets about your decision later. Think about it. Leo, communication of all sorts could be vital to you today. You might spend much of the day on the phone organizing an important event, or perhaps clearing up a misunderstanding. This could make it a rather stressful day. It might be one of those days you just need to get through. Give yourself a bit of solitary downtime tonight to counterbalance the busy energy of the day. Virgo, your outlook is apt to be optimistic, enthusiastic, and practical. You have both creative and workable ideas. They're likely to lead to success, although it could take considerable time and effort to make it happen. Communication with colleagues is likely to be open, honest, and very dynamic as projects and enterprises take on a life of their own. Work hard, make it happen, and enjoy the journey. Libra, tending to paperwork could take up most of your time today. A lot could be riding on your careful planning and projections, so you're probably taking it very seriously. Nonetheless, don't be intimidated. Trust your instincts. You know what you're doing. Be very thorough. Check everything over carefully. Then put your plan into action and wait for it to bear fruit. Scorpio, communication between you and either a business or romantic partner should get a fresh start today. You've gotten to know each other better and feel more comfortable being honest and open with each other than before. All signs are that any partnerships begun, renewed, or confirmed today are likely to be successful and profitable. Bear this in mind in future months when you hit the rough spots. Sagittarius, you've been juggling career, romance, and creative interests for the past year, and it's apt to continue. However, you could find yourself building a new career involving writing or speaking, perhaps in addition to your current career. You're also apt to develop a rigorous interest in improving your health. You could make a powerful effort to change your diet and exercise habits. Good luck with it all. Capricorn, ingenuity blossoms when you make the effort to do a little writing, perhaps technical manuals or other professionally oriented projects. This could represent a new stage in your professional life. You're apt to do well and attract considerable attention from higher ups. Don't get too caught up in the need to revise, edit, then revise and edit again. It will only take up time, and it's possible to do too much rewriting. Aquarius, are you considering moving to a new residence, redecorating, making some home improvements? If so, it's a good time to do it. These types of projects promise to go well, so don't let doubt get in your way. Explore every possibility. Consider all the pros and cons, and then if it looks like it's going to work, go for it. And Pisces, you might need to make a lot of phone calls and get through some lingering paperwork today. A business partner or friend could be instrumental in helping clear up some loose ends that have been left hanging. Be sure you get any leftover work out of the way, because soon you'll probably be even busier. If you get bored, remember that success lies ahead. And on this day in 1859, a 23-year-old Missouri youth named Samuel Langhorne Clemens receives his steamboat pilot's license. Clemens had signed on as a pilot's apprentice in 1857 while on his way to Mississippi. He had been commissioned to write a series of comic travel letters for the Daily Post, but after writing five, decided he'd rather be a pilot than a writer. He piloted his own boats for 2 years until the Civil War halted steamboat traffic. During his time as a pilot, he picked up the term Mark Twain, a boatman's call, noting that the river was only 2 fathoms deep, the minimum depth for safe navigation. When Clemens returned to writing in 1861, working for the Virginia City Territorial Enterprise, he wrote a humorous travel letter signed by Mark Twain and continued to use the pseudonym for nearly 50 years. Clemens was born in Florida, Missouri, and was apprenticed to a printer at age 13. He later worked for his older brother, who established the Hannibal Journal. In 1864, he moved to San Francisco to work as a reporter. There he wrote the story that made him famous, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. In 1866, he traveled to Hawaii as a correspondent for the Sacramento Union. Next, he traveled the world, writing accounts for papers in California and New York, which he later published as the popular book The Innocents Abroad. In 1870, Clemens married the daughter of a wealthy New York coal merchant and settled in Hartford, Connecticut, where he continued to write travel accounts and lecture. In 1875, his novel Tom Sawyer was published, followed by Life on the Mississippi and his masterpiece Huckleberry Finn. Bad investments left Clemens bankrupt after the publication of Finn, but he won back his financial standing with his next three books. In 1903, he and his family moved to Italy, where his wife died. Her death left him sad and bitter, and his work, while still humorous, grew distinctly darker. He died in 1910. And in the morning's science update, Pfizer and Valneva announced in a press release that 4 doses of its experimental vaccine for Lyme disease showed greater than 70% efficacy in preventing the debilitating condition in a randomized control trial of more than 9,000 people. But there were so few cases of Lyme among the trial participants overall that the result wasn't statistically significant at the pre-specified confidence level required to declare it a success, the companies acknowledged. That could complicate their plans to seek approval for the vaccine from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and other regulators. There's been 1 Lyme vaccine approved in the U.S., and its manufacturer, GSK, withdrew it from the market in 2002 after unproven concerns about side effects led to lawsuits and collapsed sales. Like that vaccine, the new one involves injections of a surface protein found on the tick-spread bacterium that causes Lyme. The protein in Pfizer and Valneva's vaccine has been engineered to reduce the potentially problematic immune response GSK's vaccine allegedly caused, but the company did not detail the side effects seen in the trial. Many outside scientists are reserving judgment until more information is presented. Vaccine researcher Catherine Edwards of Vanderbilt University Medical Center, for example, told STAT the trial's result was encouraging news, but added that more studies were needed, and it wasn't clear the current data would be enough to win FDA approval. And coming up on the schedule today, at 8 o'clock, the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock, the Washington Post, noon, the New York Times, 1 o'clock, the Patriot Ledger, 1:30, the Brockton Enterprise. 2 o'clock, the Taunton Daily Gazette. 2:30, the Attleboro Sun Chronicle. 3 o'clock, the Metro West News. 3:30, the Lynn Daily Item. 4 o'clock, the Salem News. 4:30, the Gloucester Daily Times. 5 o'clock, the Daily News of Newburyport. 5:30, Providence Journal. 6 o'clock is In Perspective. 7 o'clock is Producer's Choice. 8 o'clock, AP News. 9 o'clock, The Book Hour. 10 o'clock, USA Today. And at 11 o'clock, Newsmax. You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver. Or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129. Or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.